When classical music and rock and roll collide, interesting things can happen. Mike Mills is best known as the bass player for the rock band REM, but recently he's taken up composing. The concerto for violin, rock band, and string orchestra came about when Mills' childhood friend, Robert McDuffie, asked him to write something that's different from traditional classical music. Mills spoke with WBHM's Michael Crowell about the work and his time with REM.
My friend Bobby McDuffie, world-class classical violinist, childhood friend of mine, came to me about 5-6 years ago and said, you know, Mike, I'm tired of playing music by dead white European males. I want to play something different. Will you write a concerto for violin, rock band, and string orchestra? And I said, well, why would I want to put myself through that? Anyway, but I said yes. And so I wrote this, it's almost more of a song suite than a true concerto, but we've been playing that for the last few years. And then we said, well, let's try to tour it a little bit. I've written these movements or these song suite pieces with a rock band in mind. And so that's what we're doing, is blending classical and rock and roll and Bobby's virtuosity on the violin into this piece that sort of blurs the lines.
Was the writing process for you different from that when you were with REM?
It was a little different, but not as different as you might expect, because I'm a melody guy anyway. That's what I always tried to bring to REM. It's one of my favorite things about music in general. If a song has a melody, I'm in. And so basically I tried to create great melodies that went with some hopefully exciting rhythms, and then got together with David Malamud to arrange it for strings to support the melodies. And also I didn't know how to write for violin, so he really got that going for me to challenge Bobby. He said we have to challenge Bobby's virtuosity, and we've certainly done that in some of this concerto.
Want someone to take away from this concert?
I want them to walk away happy. I want them to walk away feeling like they've seen something different that maybe they haven't seen before. I would like for at least some people to walk away going, wow, you know, the classical music isn't stodgy and rock and roll isn't stupid. You know, I'm just trying to combine the best elements of both, and I want people to walk away going, well, you know, I don't have to be limited to one or the other.
For people of a certain age, REM's music just resonated, whether it was, you know, Peter Buck's guitar, your harmonies, the lyrics, sometimes of which they were hard to understand. And there was just something unique about the group. And I'm just wondering, what do you think REM tapped into that resonated so strongly with people?
Well, one of the thing I think that made us unique, or maybe, you know, different from other bands, is that between the four of us, we like just about every kind of music that there is. You know, as you know, I had a classical upbringing as well as growing up with country and gospel and bluegrass and all that stuff, and rock and roll, of course. So between the four of us, it was this synthesis of everything, but it didn't sound like anything in particular. And, you know, I had a little bit of musical training, so I was able to take some abstract ideas and turn it into more real, actual music. And I think that the four of us, each of us brought something special to this. And, you know, like with any great band, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And I think that was really the case with us.
In terms of lyrics, I'm just wondering how do you feel about that? Do they matter? Because I ask that because some of your songs were just known for lyrics were hard to understand. And I have to admit, in preparation for this interview, I went back and looked up lyrics to The One I Love. And of course, for years, I thought, you know, Michael
it was a love song.
I thought Michael was singing I Am instead of Fire.
Oh.
And I thought you, when you came in after him, were singing The Captain. So like, Fire the Captain. That's
wow.
Just how I heard it. Now, I knew that all of a sudden it was Fire, but I was amazed to this day to hear, correct me if I'm wrong, She's Coming Down Now on Her Own. That's your follow-up to...
You're Coming Down on Your Own Now.
Yeah.
Which may or may not have anything to do with the song. You know, it was just right. The words that felt right to me. For us, you know, in the beginning especially, we considered Michael's voice as another instrument. the lyrics were not as important as the sound and quality of his voice. And really, with a lot of lyric writing, it's the sound of the words themselves, the vowels and the consonants and how they go with the music rather than sometimes the actual words. And so that was really how we were doing it in the beginning. And then later, as Michael grew into, you know, his position as a lyricist and frontman and singer, you know, he got a lot better and he paid a lot more attention to it. And he worked very, very hard to get the lyrics as good as they are. And I think they're fantastic.
When R.E.M. began, the music business was much different than it is today. Streaming, downloading, I mean, you can get it for nothing, essentially. I'm just wondering, do you think it's just harder in the business end of music these days?
Well, it's easier to make music because, you know, anybody can make it at home now on their laptop. It's easier to get it out there because you can just put it on YouTube or you know, Bandcamp or whatever. But it's harder to be noticed. It's harder to stand out. Everything changes and everything evolves. You know, I feel bad that people don't know the thrill and excitement of waiting for a record to come out and running down and buying it and reading the liner notes and looking at the artwork and all this stuff that people of my generation got to do. On the other hand, you can't miss what you never had. And, you know, so kids today, they, you know, that may sound good to them, but most of them go, well, yeah, I have my own way of enjoying things, and who are you to judge?
When you reflect on your time with R.E.M., we're talking about more than 30 years, what are you most proud of?
I guess that we did it. It's a horrible cliche, but we did it our way. You know, we showed that you can become successful and popular on your own terms. You can maintain your integrity and still make a living at it. We got really lucky, and you know, we'll always be eternally grateful for that. But anytime you can make a living doing the thing you love, you don't need to get rich at it. If you're having fun, then you've got it made.